The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chof Tes. Gemara here, Mesech the Shabbos, says, Amina Adoyi, the Adoyi say like this, Chayo, a lady that just gave birth, Gimel Zayin Zalamid. There's a halacha that's specific to the first 3 days after her birth, a specific halacha for the 7 days after her birth, in other words, from the end, from when those 3 days terminate until the end of 7 days, and then Lamid, and then there's a halachas, another set of halachas, that applied to her until the end of the 30 days after she gave birth. What are these halachis? The halachis are that Gimel, for the first 3 days, Bein Amra Tzichani, Bein Amra Loi Tzichani, Mechalelin Aleha Tashadis. The first 3 days, whether she says she requires this help, she needs this thing, whether she doesn't say so, we have Mechalel Shabbos to help her. We give her all the regular, we provide her with all the regular needs that a lady that gave birth needed, and certainly those that what a regular person needs. And we're even Mechalel Shabbos to give her those needs. Zayin. But from when those 3 days terminate until the end of the period of 7 from when she gave birth, in other words, the next 4 days, if she says, I require this need, so then we are Mechalel Shabbos to provide her that need. If she says specifically she does not require that, then we are not Mechalel Shabbos, and we assume she'll be fine. Lamed, from when those 7 days terminate, once she's finished 7 days from her birth, until the end of 30 days from her birth. Even if she says she requires certain things for her health, we're not mechal Shabbos. You will not desecrate the Shabbos. But then, we will ask a goy. We will do that in the lacha through a goy. Even though for a regular, healthy person, it's also, it's a isav amir la'akum. You're not allowed to ask a goy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. That constitutes a shvos. Amir la'akum, telling a goy to do a malacha for you is a shvos, is a isra d'rabbanon. Nevertheless, for a lady that gave birth up to the period of 30 days from her birth, we will go ahead and ask a goy to do a malacha. This is the end of the gemara of what I'm going to quote. And this gemara is a gemara that we paskin like, it's gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch like this Gemara. And this Gemara serves as the source for the halachas of when to know to be mechalel Shabbos, or it applies also to Yom Kippur and other areas of halach. This serves as a source for us to give a hagdara, to give a measure of up to what time period is a lady that gave birth considered a chayla. And now, up to what time period is she considered a chayla sheyesh bei sakanas nefesh? If we will just summarize the Gemara in a few words, what the Gemara has said over here is that a lady that just gave birth, for the first 3 days, she's considered a chayla mesukin. She's a chayla that's in the situation of sakana. We consider like a chayla that is a sakanas nefesh that requires different needs, and without them we are afraid that their life is in jeopardy. And for the next 4 days, we say she might be a chayla sheyesh bei sakana. She might be a chayla that's on that darga, and it depends if she says she requires the need or doesn't require the need. But once she ends the period of 7 days, then we assume that she's no longer a chayla sheyesh bei sakana. We assume that she's no longer in a state of where her life might be in jeopardy because of this weakness. However, until the end of the period of 30 days, we will consider her like a chayla, like a sick person, who's not a Chayla Mesukon, who's not in the situation of Pikuach Nefashis, a life-threatening situation. But nevertheless, they are like a sick person, and they are halachas of a sick person, and therefore one of those halachas of a sick person is that we can ask a goy to do halacha, to help this, to provide needs for the person that is sick. As I said before, this Gemara serves as the source for halachas that pertain to Shabbos, and halachas that pertain to Yom Kippur. This is where they come up very often, and this is what, these are the places in Shulchan Aruch where they're brought down, both in Hilchos Shabbos, in Siman Shin Lamed, the Shulchan Aruch brings down this halacha, that we differentiate between a lady 3 days after birth, 7 days after birth, and 30 days, and also in Hilchos Yom Kippur, the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch also goes and brings down these halachas and differentiations between the first 3 days and the next 4 days and up to 30 days. What I'd like to discuss in this year is different practical halachas and yunim, discussions that pertain to these halachas. As I said, it applies to Yom Kippur. What I mean by that specifically is that the first 3 days after a lady gives birth, according to this Gemara, she doesn't have to fast. Even though everyone has the Isser Kares, if they eat on Yom Kippur, nevertheless, a lady within the first 3 days after she had a baby, she doesn't fast. She eats. And for the next 4 days, then it's going to depend on whether she says she needs to eat or whether she doesn't say she needs to eat. As you can understand, this halacha shir is more halacha v'loy na'isa. Is all for the purpose of giving the listeners an understanding of what the halachas are. But of course, nobody should walk away actually with feeling that they can actually answer any shayla just from listening to this shir. Of course, these are very chomer, the shayla is very delicate shayla that need to be asked specifically for each specific case. One of the most historic shaylas that pertains to this halacha is a question which is already discussed in Shulchan Aruch, basically. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yom Kippur, so he says, when we count these 3 days, that for the first 3 days after a lady gave birth, she doesn't have to fast. We count, says Shulchan Aruch, we don't count a day as a 24-hour period of time. But rather, we count it like we count the days of a month. In other words, if let's say a lady gave birth on Zayin Tishrei, in the middle of the day, so let's say she gave birth exactly noontime, midday of Zayin Tishrei. So then it says to the Shulchan Aruch, I count that Zayin Tishrei from the middle of the day until the end of the day is considered one day. And then I count that Ches Tishrei is the second day. And then I count that Tes Tishrei is the third day. And then when I come to Yud Tishrei, the beginning of Yom Kippur, when we say Kol Nidrei, it's already the fourth day. The fourth day, the lady cannot eat anymore. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the way we're going to count is, we're not going to count 72 hours, we're going to count by days, and therefore sometimes there will be a period of 72 hours, in other words, if you had the baby right at the beginning of the night time, of halachic night, and sometimes it will be a lot less than 72 hours. For example, if she gave birth right at the end of the daytime, according to the day of halacha. So it's interesting to point out that although Shulchan Aruch says this, and the Shulchan Aruch is coming from one of the Rishonim, but the Poskim, the later Achrayim, disagreed with the Shulchan Aruch. It's not very often that we have that the Achrayim argue so strongly on the Shulchan Aruch, the black and white Shulchan Aruch, without any dissenting opinion mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, and it pertains to Halacha that Achiv Krisus, and nevertheless the Achrayim, I'll say almost unequivocally, disagree with this fact of Shulchan Aruch. You can find it right away in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, both in Hilchos Shabbos and in Hilchos Yom Kippur, he brings down these opinions. For example, in Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishnah Berurah, in Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Lamed is caught on Yod. So he says, he first quotes that the Shulchan Aruch says we don't count Meisleis, but then he says the Goyin disagrees based on a Rosh and based on a Tshuvas HaRosh and based on and there's also Ritva, there's also Eliyarabo that brings on Issa VeHefer. All these opinions say that we don't count by days, we count yes Meisleis, we do count by 24-hour periods, and therefore we count 72 hours from when the baby was born. And the Mishnah Berurah, so he says, we have other opinions than Shulchan Aruch, and he fears, oh, he's machmia the halacha, that therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Gabi, when it comes to Yom Kippur, for sure we should be meikel to allow the lady to eat until the end of the period of 72 hours. And he says, even when it comes to a question of whether we should desecrate Shabbos, if there's no way to find a guy to do the melacha to avoid the shayla, we should also be meikel. So, apparently, from the way the Mishnah Berurah says it, he was a little bit in doubt of whether we should follow the Shulchan Aruch, or whether we should follow the other Achrayim that disagreed with Shulchan Aruch based on many Rishayim. And therefore, the way the Mishnah Berurah said it is, when it comes to Yom Kippur and it's a question of whether she should eat, we have to definitely let her eat, because then it's a topic of Pikuach Nefashis, that eating cannot be done through anyone else. There's no way to avoid the Shayla. When it comes to Shabbos, so since we're not so clear, we don't have such a clear picture how to be Mashriya, so better to ask a goy. If you can't have a goy, so you have no choice, so you have to do it through a yid. So then, of course, then since it pertains to Bikurat Nefashis, we have to be Mekel. That's how the Mishnah Berurah is Mashriya. And there's a tshuva in the Pshleim of Amon Oyerbach, and a tshuva in the Yabia Oymer, Adir Marius, that's the basic, that's the Pesach Lehalacha, the Pshleim of Amon Oyerbach, like, disagrees very strongly with someone that wanted to say otherwise, and say that it's going to be by days, not by 72 hours. And the Yabia Oymer also, he's bringing down Achrayim and Achrayim that say that the Halacha is for sure going to be 72 hours. But perhaps there's a small difference between the way the Mishnah Berurah was Machriya to follow the opinions that say it's 72 hours, and the way of Shlomo Zalman Feuerbach and others were Machriya that we should follow the Mahalach of 72 hours. And I think I could show this to you. The fact, right away when we saw the Mishnah Berurah, we saw that the Mishnah Berurah, the way he said it, was that, what can we do? We don't know what to do, so we have to let it be because it's a topic of Bikurat Nefashis. So right away the Mishnah Berurah gave an Ashmoz, gave an indication that he was a little bit in doubt. That right away tells us something, but I think I could prove it to you from another shayla from another midrash, from another discussion, how we see that the Mishnah Berurah l'chayra felt like this. As a side point, how do we know when to calculate 72 hours from which part of the birth? So, there's a bi'alacha that discusses this. Now that we're saying that the shear is 72 hours, so it becomes even more nogea to know which part of the birth are we counting from. The birth could be a long activity. So, the bi'alacha actually has a discussion about this. He says that the Lech Mishnah says that it's from when the baby came out. However, the Lech Mishnah says from the Gemara would be mashma. So we count from when her cervix opened fully, from Tzichas HaKevah. And the Bi'alocha blinds the Torah to you. But apparently the some of the Poskim is that we count from when the baby was born. From when the baby came out, then you, again you can count it. If you were going to die on 72 hours exactly to the minute, what about if the, from when the baby came out or from when the placenta came out? The difference is another few minutes. Okay. I'm going to leave that out of our discussion for today. You can't get to every single point and every halacha in this discussion. It's just to open your minds and bring to the table some practical applications of this halacha. In any case, let's get back to our discussion about whether we paskin that the shear is 72 hours. To tell you, because we say that's for sure, the halacha, like these opinions of the Rishonim. Or is it a suffix? Is it because we're in doubt whether we should pass in that it's 72 hours or whether not? And therefore we have to be medical. We have to allow her to eat or be mechallel Shabbos because we have no other way to go because it's a suffix of Pikuach Nefesh. I thought brought down that the Mishnah Berurah himself had a goyim and the goyim of the Mishnah Berurah, and he said like this. He says that if the 3 days, if these 72 hours, from when a lady has a baby, ends in the middle of Yom Kippur, let's say they end 1 hour into the beginning of Yom Kippur. Usually we say the first 72 hours, a lady could eat even if it's on Yom Kippur. So if the 72 hours and let's say 4 o'clock afternoon of the Yom Kippur day, so she'll eat until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, will come 4 o'clock, and then she'll stop eating. What happens, the 72 hours end 45 minutes after Yom Kippur starts. Can she eat for the first 45 minutes? So the Mishnah Berurah and this Gillian wrote that I can't be meikel. You can't be meikel to allow a lady to eat during those 45 minutes, since it's such a short time. The short period of 45 minutes, any lady could manage to fast, even if she's a chayla mesukah, but she ate right before Yom Kippur. How hungry could she be? How thirsty could she be that she has to eat during these 45 minutes, during this small period of time? That's what the Mishnah Berurah does. The Chafetz Chaim and his Gilyon on Shulchan Aruch didn't see it, like, tried tracking it down, and only saw it quoted, didn't see it on the sign of any Mishnah Berurah, but I believe that my source that quoted it is pretty accurate. On the other hand, the Sefer Shmiyah Shabbos Kilchasa in Perek Lamites for Ora Nun Dalit, he brings down the Ibshlin Nizam al-Hirbach that Zatzal wrote, and he didn't quote this Chafetz Chaim, but he wrote the exact opposite. He says that even if the 72 hours end an hour into Yom Kippur, So maybe he'll say, so she can't, 1 hour, let her fast 1 hour, she could eat before Yom Kippur and not have to eat on Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah, the Pshtayim HaZamad, oh yeah, Vach, no, Yikir Adin, she's allowed to eat, she can eat as much as she wants. Mofa HaToyu, Shiurim Eva LeChachonim, the Toyu gave the Chachonim the power to decide and figure out for us what exactly is that measurement. How much a lady has to eat, and if they said that during for 72 hours she has to eat, then I don't care if it's 7 hours into Yom Kippur or 7 minutes into Yom Kippur. The place where it says it's like the Zaman Ayurbach. So we have an Achleikas, could be, I don't know if he didn't see the Mishnah Berurah, had he seen the Mishnah Berurah, would he have disagreed, I don't know. But it says, look, my understanding is, I think that it's at least very passable. The basis for this machloikis depends on how far do we go to say that we're passing like these Rishonim that we're not like the Shulchan Aruch. In other words, many Achronim say that the Shulchan Aruch is passing like one Rishon, but there are so many Rishonim that disagree. That's what many Achronim and Poiskim say. And they say that perhaps, or probably, it's in the Beis Yosef, if the author of Shulchan Aruch would have seen these Rishonim, he would have never said, he would have never paskened that the shear is by days, la'afuke, versus 72 hours. However, fine. So we paskin mainly not like Shulchan Aruch. But do we paskin, are we certain that the halacha not like Shulchan Aruch? Is it for sure not like the opposite of Shulchan Aruch? Or is it a doubt? Or is it the theosophic that we have to be makeup because of the Pikuach Nefashis? So if it's a doubt, if it's a sophic, which apparently is the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, what can we do? We have to be makeup with the Pikuach Nefashis. So then came the Chavetz Chaim and he said, but if it's only 1 hour into Yom Kippur, so for that we're not going to be makeup. They're only saying that it's a sophic, we don't know how to pass. And it's a Dikuach Nefoshes, we have to allow that. But that 1 hour is not a Dikuach Nefoshes. However, the other end of Shlomo Zalman, Eirbach held that we go without those like the other opinions. Now, Halacha is for sure that it's a Shia 72 hours. So the Halacha is for sure 72 hours. So then, who cares if it's 7 hours or 7 minutes into Yom Kippur? I don't care if it's only 7 minutes into Yom Kippur. She could eat those 7 minutes into Yom Kippur because that's the shear. And it's bivada. I don't care if it's not a question of whether we see the Bikurah Nefashah, that we have to be medical. Not according to the Shlomo Zalman, we don't have to define between these opinions of Shulchan Aruch and other opinions. It's the Zvadai that the Shia is 72 hours. Chazal said that right now, during these 7 minutes, she's in a mess of the Pikuach Nefashis. Even if we don't see that, then she could be Meikul. But the Shia, and we'll leave this Sugya like this, and I hope that it's fair for listening to the Shia.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.